and staying out late. All those things have to do. And then the policeman asks, "Really? Well, who is giving the lecture this time of night?" And the man said, "Well, that would be my wife." It's a start.
Is this a joke or not a joke?
That's not a joke. And so now these scriptures invite us to ask that question, that strong question. Do you ever wonder what life is all about? Or what purpose life has? Does anybody ever care about who we are, what we're going to become? I think everybody kind of ruminates on those kinds of things once in a while, certain different times. Today we're invited to look at these readings and see something very personal. They were written 2,000 years ago, but personal today. One that says each one of us are very special. Each one of us are chosen for a purpose. In Ephesians, St. Paul says that we're all chosen in Christ. Check this story out. During the Korean War, there's a small village that was hammered with artillery. And when the smoke cleared, it was noted that the statue of Jesus was blown from its pedestal in front of the Catholic Church, pieces all over the ground. A group of American soldiers helped the priest put it back together, and they also offered to fly it over to the United States to have it repaired and have new hands put on because they couldn't find the hands. The priest said, "No, I got a better idea. Let's leave it without hands, and let's put a little inscription underneath it. Friend, lend me your hands. Maybe the people that see it will see in that the fact that Jesus has no hands but ours to lift up the lowly. Jesus has no feet but ours to find the lost. Jesus has no ears but ours to listen to the lost and the lonely. Jesus has no mouth but ours, but the one to comfort and to give sympathy and to be compassionate." And you never know when that's going to happen. Friday morning at Bible class, as we were grasping up our coffee and rolls, a lady approached and said that her daughter was dying of cancer. And her need was to talk to someone and to express that. And my thing was to listen compassionately. And I think it helped. I think it helped. But those are the little things that occur in our lives that we need to be ready for. Well, the priest said, "I got a better idea. Let's fix it." And I think that story will help us to see ourselves in this gospel and how Jesus sends his disciples out even today to do his work, especially today to do his work. We don't have to be theologians or philosophers. We just have to be like Amos, just a common person. But we have to be open to the Spirit working within us and expect that Spirit to help us. When you see a need like Amos, well, you may not feel qualified to do it. Someone might say, "Why don't you be a lector? Why don't you be a community distributor? Why don't you work for the finance?" Well, I just don't feel like I can do that. Just rely on the Spirit to carry you through. Jesus promises to send us the Spirit to help us. Amos was just a common man, a shepherd, a dresser of sycamores, and I know you all know what that means, right? That's the guy that goes around punching holes in sycamore trees to let the worms out behind the bark. Isn't that interesting? So I just thought I'd share that. Yeah, that's kind of nice, yeah. And God chose Amos out of his commonness. I feel good about that because then I know I'm in too. I know that I'm too. And the fact is, we're all chosen. We all are chosen. Still, for the most part, we're divided up into three sections. And that first section is the spectators, and those are the ones that are sitting around waiting for someone to do something to change the world, to make it better. And then there's the disciples, and those are the followers and the listeners and the learners. They're moving in the right direction. And finally, there are the apostles. Apostle means sent, and the apostles are the ones that are sent out to make good things happen, to challenge the status quo, and to bring about change. My friends, Jesus said that's who we have to be. We have to be those apostles, the ones that are sent. Jesus told his chosen ones to travel light, no money, no food, no extra clothes, sandals, walking stick. It reminds me of when we used to go camping or away for the weekend, we'd load the car with everything, just everything. If we had a van, we would have taken the furniture. Didn't need most of it, but it was fun unpacking it again, putting it away when you're really tired, and that kind of thing. There was a black priest from Sri Lanka, Father Selvin, who was with us one day for a day of reflection some years ago. And at supper time, he was telling of a situation, and he said, water is very difficult to get where we were at. We'd have no refrigerators. And I said, man, you must have a lot of waste. No, he said, we don't have any big landfills. We don't have any garbage barges. No. He said, we only buy what we can eat. And he receives no salary, few clothes. He eats what people eat when they eat. And he becomes part of the community that he serves. And that's what we need to do. We need to become part of the community that we serve to make it stronger. Here's a guy that travels light. Maybe that's what we're asked to do. We don't have to travel that light, no. But we need to be aware of the dangers that our fullness can distract us from our chosenness, from what God has us to do. Maybe we should erect a statue in front of church here with no hands, and then whoever sees it, and we put underneath their friend, lend me your hand. And then those that see it can realize that now we're apostles, sent to be his hands, in his eyes, in his ears, in his mouth. We're chosen. It's scary to be chosen, but it's very blessing to be chosen.